Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
Basketball.
Basketball. Here's our hosts, Steve Collins. And Bill Flitter.
All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops. Coach Collins' voice is a tad better. That's
good. A tad better. Good. Not too bad. Must be winning.
I'm not. We're banged up. But anyway, yeah. And I'm wearing where all my money is going, the Baldwin Wallace College thing in the Middlebury. That's where all my money goes, to those two places. Hope they're spending it well. It's my college, it's for my kids. Hey, before we jump into the topic, would you like to, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor.
Yeah, Game Changer. I'm loving some Game Changer. I just discovered this new feature. It's probably not new to Game Changer, but new to me because I just found it. Highlights. So it does video, it clips.
Really?
All, like, for rebounds to by person. Right. So they can go into the app, click on their name and see all their highlight videos. Automatically does it. Yeah, it's so
That's
cool.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Grandma would love that.
Well, even if they're just, you know, like, I had someone say to me the other day, I'm like, hey, we should do film review or let's do film review. No, we should. Let's do film review. And it's like, oh, I've been going into the app looking at all my highlight videos. I'm like, what? I just discovered that. I'm like, oh, it's great. So, again, guys, go to Game Changer, go to gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. If you're a youth coach, you need this app, period.
Right. Well, yeah. The live stream part, too. You didn't even talk about the live stream part where, you know, like grandma can watch it on, you know,
in Wyoming. She can't make it to the game or, right. Or, you know, the mom or dad can't make it to the game. They can see it live. They can see the stats live. You know, it records video.
Right. When you're running around with your other kids, it's like you can see, I know that's what happens. You quickly.
Absolutely.
All right. So what's today's topic, Coach?
We are going to talk about season end, like wrap up. What do you do? Right. What does it look like for a youth coach to wrap up their season here in the States? You know, we're talking February. So, you know, a lot of youth teams are just ending. And I had a few coaches reach out to me and say, hey, do you have X? What do you do for your team wrap up? So, yeah, we're going to dive into what that might look like for you. What do you say to your kids? Do you give them an evaluation at the end of the year? How do you keep them excited about playing between seasons?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends. Again, coaching youth hoops can be a wide range of levels.
Correct. Right. And ages, right? And levels, ages, right? Yeah.
So I think, you know, what you're going to do with a third grader and what you're going to do maybe with an eighth grader are going to be different as far as scale goes. Yeah. And also, you know, are you coaching their school team? Are you coaching just a rec team? Are you coaching? Sure. So I think there has to be, I've always thought there should be something at the end, some sort of celebration, some sort of, you know, can it be a pizza party, can it be a banquet, whatever it is, some sort of celebration. But again, it changes with the ages, I think. And I don't want to say seriousness, but maybe level or,
right,
you know, some of that stuff. But, and again, I'm not probably going to sit down with every third grader and talk to them about, you know, but definitely with middle schoolers, when I did my kids, it wasn't maybe an official evaluation. Eighth grade, I definitely gave them an official one, but, you know, here's things you need to work on. Here's things you're good at. Here's, you know, what do you see for yourself in the future? Blah, blah, blah. What do you want to be? What's your, you know, talk about those goals and roles and goals kind of things, I think, moving forward.
Definitely with the seventh and eighth graders, I think you're absolutely right on. I do that now with the ones that I know that are, I'll call them serious, that they want to play in high school. And, you know, the other day I just told the girl, I said, look, it's January. You have high school tryouts in October. Like this is, you know, that's just a few months away. Right. And they'll have open gyms starting, right? They'll have open gyms in the middle in June and July, June or July. Then they'll have, I mean, that's the summer program. Then they'll have open gyms at the start of the school year in August, September-ish timeframe. And then, you know, they'll have tryouts in late November. I mean, late October, early November. So it's like, okay, if you're serious about playing in high school, it's time to turn it up and get some extra reps in. So what I do for that age group is I just, you know, I give them a plan, at least a general idea of seriously, like, if you want, what do you need to compete in high school? What do you need to do over the summer? And then I go through their strengths and weaknesses.
Right. No, I think that's important. I mean, and again, it's what I would also recommend. I did this with my kids, is like, I didn't do that with my son. I had someone else when we were going through stuff. I had one of my assistants or some, just because it would be
definitely
a different voice to hear that. Yeah. But again, you know, if you remember they're 11, you don't need to have like, you know, a sit down banquet. People sometimes go a little bit overboard.
I did what I did with when I had my youth team. We did awards just at the end of the year, you know, MVP award, most improved. And I just made up, you know, I made up a few award names based on the team. And I thought, you know, I have this player in mind. So, you know, I'm going to come up with a unique name for that particular player, you know, and what their strength was. And then I just printed out little certificates, like the graduation certificates that you can buy at an office store. And I just filled it, office supply store, and just filled their names in. And, you know, everybody got it. It was fun. Right. And, you know, they just talked about each person.
Right.
You know, to the group. We had a party and we just, you know, talked about each person. This is the more the younger grades. And, you know, we just had that celebration, and then we were done. Right. You know, if they wanted more, I gave them more, right? If they want, you know, if they were looking to do, but at that age, they're, you know, if they're in a rec league, CYO league, you know, they're done and on to their next sport, right?
Right. So, and part of it is like, you know, you want a little closure, right? But you also want, you know, yeah, they're moving on. They're, you got to remember their age level too. It's like, you know, they just soon go to Pizza Hut or do
the priority though is got to get them back for next year, right? Yes. Get them excited to play, and the memories that they created on the team, and the, you know, how it ends is important. So yeah, absolutely. To, you know,
just hey, some before sort of we go recognition. Before we, I got a couple other points I want to talk about. Let's talk about our sponsor again, brought to you by
Game Changer Coaches. Go to gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops. Game Changer is an app that will record, create stats for you. It's AI based, right? As well as parents are entering, you know, rebounds, points per person. It is, if you're coaching a youth program, it is absolutely amazing, and it's free. So gc.com/coaching-youth-hoops to get your, download your free version.
So tell me what would go into the eval that you would talk to for a kid.
What age group are you talking about?
Let's talk middle school, I think.
So middle school, yeah. So basically, it's not too in depth, but I have a sheet that I go through them, you know, and I write down, it has kind of grading them by their, you know, how well they passed, rebounds, etc., right? And then with Game Changer, you can just go back and look at all their stats, right? If you're recording it and you have, you're not going off your memory. But again, I don't go into a lot. I think about the sandwich technique, meaning here's the things that you did really well. Here are a few things you can improve upon. And then kind of here's the plan moving forward for you to focus on. And it's very light. It takes a couple, you know, a minute or two, you don't want to spend a lot of time one. And it's, I would also say it's person dependent. If I know they're a basketball player and they want to play basketball, or at least I'm not a fringe person, or they're just, they're just there for fun and they're after next year and they're not going to play in the next 2 years. But that's kind of how I think about it. And then, like I said, we have the award ceremony as well, which I just made up, right? There's
Yeah, and as
no.
they get older, the gig ones are kind of fun that you could do. Don't let the kids necessarily do them, but
Yeah.
those can kind of be fun too. No, I always think, especially at this age, if it the younger ages, it should fit on a half a sheet of paper, three positives to one negative, probably five positives,
Yeah.
negative, if you really
Yeah,
want to be
exactly.
truthful. And then
Yeah.
the middle schoolers, I tended to get down to one sheet of paper. I just wanted it to be precise. Here's what you need. Here's what I saw, blah, blah, blah. Here's places if you need help or how you can get help. I think that's important. I agree.
Just some feedback,
Some
right? I think
feedback.
that's really healthy for the kids to grow and it should be a positive experience for them at the end of the year. Again, that your goal is to get them to continue to play.
Yeah, you don't
As
want to be
Coach
there.
Collins always said,
You don't
you
want to
don't
be
want to
their
be their
last
last
coach.
coach.
All right. Anything else, coach?
That's it.
All right. And we got to go over and check out what?
GameChangerGC.com/coaching-youth-hoops to get your free Game Changer app.
Go get it. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.